Yunus, you must wish you could play Norwich City every day. Two goals and two East Anglian derbies for you.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's an important goal to score in a derby, and we talked about it the other day, a week ago or something. I have to score again, and I think I know my moments when I have to score the goals.
Lovely ball in from Jordan, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it was a brilliant ball, and I checked the chance, and I went up against, and I see the ball coming in, and I think this is a good situation for me, and I go through it, and it was not the easiest ball to hit in, but I do it, and it's nice, and you saw the friends how important it was for them.
Yeah, talk us through the celebration. You enjoyed that one, didn't you, as did they?
Oh, I'm enjoying it so much, you know. That's about football. This game is about football, what we love. I think the fans love it, I think we love it, and I think everybody love it, you know, because this is how a football game has to be, the atmosphere and everything, up to the game, after a game, in the game, you know, and I score a goal like this and then celebrate it with the fans. That's so nice, you know. It can be better, you know, and I could do this all day long.
Did you have friends and family here? Were they in the crowd, or were they watching back home on TV in Denmark?
Yeah, I have some friends. I have three of my best mates over, and my girlfriend was over to watch it, and it was brilliant. Of course, it was in Tele in Denmark as well, so that was nice. My family can watch it, so I've got some messages for them as well, and they're enjoying it, so that was really nice, and I'm enjoying it. And of course, we take the point, but we are, when you're 1-0 up, you want to win.
Yeah, how disappointing was it that Norwich got back into things relatively soon afterwards?
Yeah, of course, you can see in the first half, I think we were a little bit on the back foot against Norwich, and they were a little bit more aggressive than us, but I think we came out to the second half better. Of course, they have some chances, but there will always be chance in a game, and of course, when we're not 1-0 up, you want to stay with this and get a win, and this is their way. You have to be tough and stay with it, but we take the point out of it, you know. We are away from home, we play a derby, and if you look after it after, I think a draw is also fair.
What do you make of the atmosphere here, your first Carrow Road derby?
I think it's a great atmosphere. I think it's a nice stadium, full stadium. It's nice. As I said, it's what we're playing for. It's this kind of football games, you know. This is the atmosphere you want to play for every time, because that's how it has to be, and I think our fans was brilliant today, and I think also Norwich fans were good. So you have to say it's a good atmosphere in there, and so I'm enjoying it so much.
How good was your goalkeeper? He looked a bit special this afternoon. Numerous excellent saves from Bart, which he continues to do all the time, really.
Yeah, it's brilliant. He has done great this year. So I only have to think we have to see he have a great season, and I hope he will keep on doing. He's been consistent, and now it's looked like the team also going to be a little bit more consistent, so that's nice.
I was going to say that you've come a long way in a short space of time throughout February, haven't you? Not too many people were predicted 7 points from the really tough games, and against a side like Norwich maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago you could have got turned over.
Yeah, I think everybody says before this month, because we was not in a good run before as well, you know, and people start talking about if the fans is not behind us this now. They need us. We need the fans now. But I think we stick together, and the fans was behind us. We start playing well, and the results have been great to us, and our football have been great. I think we've played a little bit more, and do the systems suit us is look like, you know. So that's great, and I think. But it's still about this championship league, you know. It's a tough league. Everybody can beat everybody, and you see that. But, of course, definitely, if you have looked at the paper before this games, I'll say you have to take 7 points out of it. And we have been unbeaten for the last 5-6 games or something. So I think it's very nice.
Just finally, you've got to carry that on, haven't you? And it's no good taking points off the likes of Brighton and Leeds and Norwich if you don't then go and beat Brentford and Wolves in your next two games.
Yeah, you have to, as I said to somebody else, you have to be 100%. And I think we have been 100%, 110% the last few games, because we know it was big games. And I said, it's big crowds we have to play for. It's big games, you know, big teams. But we stand up against these teams. And maybe the next couple of games is not the same squads they have. But if you are only on 90% or 95%, then you get in trouble, maybe, you know what I mean? So you have to be 100% and go into the game like we have did the last few weeks, because if we not do that, we'll get in trouble. But if we keep on going as like we have done the last few weeks, definitely I think we'll pick some points up. So we have to stick together and keep going like we have done.